away we go.
It's the perfect season, and perhaps the sweetest premiership of all. And strike around the body. Pierce, he loves it.
They've got the chocolates,
and he might have the chickens.
All right, gather around, gather around. Look each other in the eyes. Put your game faces on and strap yourself in because it's time for the Monday Waffle Podcast.
Yes, it's that time of the week again. You've got Grady, Vonnie and Matt taking you through what's just happened in the Waffle. Grady, it was a bit of an up and down week. You had some blowouts, you had some close games, a bit of everything.
We did, Matt. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Yeah.
Great to have the team back together.
You're sounding a little bit sick there, mate. Are you okay?
I'm feeling fantastic. No, yeah. I sound like absolute rubbish, but I'm actually feeling okay, so I'm not really sure what's going on. I'm hoping my voice isn't going to stay like this forever, but...
Definitely not going into a broadcasting industry.
It can work.
Excuse me.
Sounds like she's ready for a jazz recital, you know?
That's true, yeah.
Ready for some reception work. So, no, it was a big round, Matt. It was a few blowouts, a few close games. Didn't look like Peel was going to come back anytime soon throughout the whole game. I was fortunate enough to be there down in Mandurah. It was a nice long road trip by myself, but it was good to watch. The Dockers, they had Hayden Ballantyne in the Peel team. They had Bailey Banfield, a few of the key names, but they just couldn't get the game started at their own home ground, own home team, home crowd. Nothing happened.
They just didn't rock up, did
they? They literally were cold, I reckon. Like,
too cold?
They were freezing.
Someone
and then
needs
the Eagles,
to turn the temperature up.
From the start, the Eagles just hammered them. So, no, it wasn't a pleasant game to watch, that's for sure. But it was good to see the Eagles gelling as a team finally, like in the later end of the season.
Yeah, well, they defeated Peel by 8 goals for those who didn't get a chance to go down. And as Grady has stated, it was really sort of a whitewash from start to end.
Yeah.
I guess some silver lining. Bailey Banfield had a good game.
He did.
But yeah, just too strong. And we actually got to speak to one of the stars of the game, didn't we?
We did. Josh Rotham joined us on the Monday Waffle Podcast.
Yeah, really pleasing to go down to Peel, get a win. I think that's 3 in a row now. So we're in a really good space. Had our review today. Took some good learnings from that. And we'll take that into West Perth this weekend.
Josh, it was a pretty comprehensive win. You guys sort of ran over them from the beginning and dominated them at pretty much all points of the match. How did you sort of, go about setting that up and, obviously getting that intensity right from the get-go?
Yeah, I think that's been a focus of ours for a few weeks now. Is getting a good start. That can obviously set you up for the four quarters of the game. So that was a focus of ours going in, and it looks like we executed like we have in the last couple of weeks. So it was pleasing.
Now, the weather was absolutely shocking, Josh. So how does that affect your game?
I think it just goes back to being a little bit more predictable with how we use the footy, predictable in the contest, just saying predictable to each other, I guess, which I thought we did, which was pleasing.
And it was sort of a combined effort from the Joshes. Josh Smith made a bit of a contribution as well, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. He's been really good the last couple of weeks. It's good to see him getting reward for his effort. He's one of the best runners at the club, so... when he's running, he's probably on more times than not, and it's good to see him getting used.
So now, with players coming in and out of the AFL team every week, and you being one of them, like, how do you guys gel as a team? Like, how do you guys keep consistent, ensuring that you've got, like, a team strategy going forward, but knowing that some players will be in and out all the time?
Yeah, for sure. It's a big thing for us, obviously, first year having a Waffle team. It's a lot easier to transfer what we do at AFL level back to the Waffle group, as we're not aligned to a different club. So if our trademark and our values are the same at both levels, it's not too difficult of a transition for the older boys. As long as we're driving the same standards, it's really good.
And now we're 1 week away from the bye. So how important is a bye during the season for you guys, as well as winning next weekend heading into the bye?
Yeah, it's huge. Obviously, for our bodies, we get pretty sore. And in the back half of the year, boys are starting to get pretty fatigued. So we can use it for some rest and recovery, but it's also important going in that we hopefully get the 4 points on the board and rest up for the bye.
Does the training load tend to, I guess, lighten a little bit in the latter half of the season and there's a bit more of a focus on recovery?
It's interesting. The bulk of our training probably comes in the pre-season, and then during the season it's probably more about the game, and each individual is obviously going to be different. So I guess early in the week, it's probably more about your recovery, but you still got to get those couple of hits in to feel fresh and right to go for the weekend, yeah.
And now West Perth went down to Subi on the weekend. So how do you guys prepare for that game?
Yeah, we know they're a really good side. So they've obviously got some star power in their team and a really good core group of players. So if we can play our way and do our best to stop, I guess, their key areas, it'll go a long way to us winning.
Yeah, and they beat South Threo, who are one of the contenders of the competition, on the cusp of finals. I guess, are you worried about versing them next week? What do you think you're going to go into that match with? What sort of mentality?
Yeah, well, I think we're in good form ourselves. So if we can just back ourselves in and like I said, do everything we can to stop the way they play and their core group of players, then I think that'll go a long way to us winning and at least be competitive. So we're looking forward to it.
And you guys are just sitting outside the top five. You're, I think, you're seventh on the ladder at the moment. So how important is the win next weekend?
Yeah, huge for us. Like we spoke about before, going to the bye. You always want to go into the bye with a win. So we're not really speaking about the five or finals yet. We're sort of, I know it's cliche, but taking it one week at a time. And yeah, there's still eight more rounds to go in the season. So.
And after the bye, you guys have Subi, who are pretty, pretty strong at the moment. So do you guys start preparing now for that, or how does that work?
Yeah, not really. We'll look at this week's game and then hopefully get that one done. And then we'll obviously review that. And then come next week, it'll just tick over again. We'll turn our focus to Subi pretty quick. But at this stage, we're thinking about the next game.
Moving on to Claremont versus South Freo, and I guess it was an interesting game because both these teams look like they're definitely going to be making finals. South Freo, towards the end, were just a slight bit wasteful and inaccurate in front of goals, and I think it did cost them. Claremont ended up winning by about 18 points overall.
They did. The usual stepped up to the mark. Jai Bolton, Anton Ham, Jack Bradshaw.
Yep. Kane Mitchell had plenty of the footy.
Indeed.
And I think props need to go out to Jeremy Goddard, who got something like 55 hit-outs. He was just unstoppable in the ruck there.
It was a close end to the third quarter, though, 8-4 to 7-5. That's pretty close. So they were definitely in it till the last quarter, but obviously Claremont just got away in the end.
If we look at Perth, they're another team who were, I guess, considered to be likely finalists, and they've been playing pretty well, but their last five games, they just haven't really stepped up. They've lost three out of their last five, and they went down to the West Perth Falcons.
They started the season with five straight, didn't they?
Yeah, so they looked really good. And I guess, you know, they lost to West Perth by 31 points, and West Perth sort of kicked away in that final quarter to secure the win.
They definitely did, but the usuals did step up to the plate, but it's just like it's the end of the season. Like, they're all nearing the bye. They're all getting pretty tired. Bodies are wearing out. Mm. And Perth does have quite, like, some people are an older list. So with an older list comes injuries much easier. So
yeah, I mean, older, there's nothing wrong. I mean, like, Clint Jones, veteran, you know, he's definitely got a few
Christian
years
Ayres,
behind him.
Exactly the same.
Christian Ayres. But he was brilliant. One of their youngsters, Cody Leggett, I've seen some real consistent form from him in the past few weeks.
Interesting to note, though, Matt, that the Perth was ahead till half time.
Like, yeah.
It was 3-1 to 1 point in the first quarter.
That's it.
And 7-5, 5-1. So they were ahead the whole game. And then third quarter, obviously, just slowed down, got a bit cold.
Mm. Props need to go to Michael Lowry. He kicked four goals himself.
That's
so he
legendary.
Sort of took the game on by the horns and really pushed West Perth to that victory.
Good on them. And we'll see what the later half of the season. They've got Eagles this week, as Josh just mentioned. So that'll be a really good game because I think it's back at Mineral Resources Park, which is the Eagles' new home ground.
East Perth had a win.
They did.
Eight points. So it was a bit of a nail-biter. And the Royals, they were lucky
they were
to hang
down
on.
As well.
They were
down the whole game and then straight back through. 17 points kicked in the game by East Perth.
And that just shows, you know,
that just shows
very
the
wasteful.
Inefficiency of kicking. Like, imagine that conversion to 17 goals. Like, that's unheard of.
Mm, mm.
So obviously that's something that they need to work on. I'm sure their coach is telling them that today. But yeah, it's good to see the likes of Swan Districts, like George Hampson, always a notable player, and Braden Noble, and they're always the ones that always stand out for Swan Districts.
And
but
for East Perth, you had Jackson Ramsey, who, you know, since he's been there, has just been putting in a solid performance every week. You know, I think, you know, it was I can't remember the exact amount of touches, but I think it was around 30 odd, if not more. And he just seems to consistently find plenty of the footy. So
yeah,
really good stuff.
The game I'm excited for next week is Claremont Subi.
Yeah.
Claremont Subi at Delightable Oval. It's going to be a nail biter. It's
bit of
be
a rivalry, isn't
There's
it?
There's a massive. They're not derby, but
the battle of the Wubburbs.
Yeah. Battle of the Triangle, more
that's
like it.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
But no, I'm excited to see that one, and obviously Eagles and West Perth. Like, I'm excited to see that as well. So,
couple of good games coming up,
and then we head into the bye.
Mm.
How exciting!
It is exciting.
And that's actually our Monday Rumble topic. Matt and I go head to head with the Rumble because we argue that should the Waffle bye be at the same time as the AFL bye, because the AFL bye was quite a few weeks back now, about a month ago, and it's not at the same time. So,
but before we get into that, we've got one more game left to cover. It's Subi versus East Freo.
Yeah, that was a domination.
Not much to comment on, really. I mean, you've got, they're the team to beat versus a team that historically has struggled a bit.
Yeah.
And admittedly, their form has picked up, but Subi just too much class.
Like Ben Sokol kicking three.
Ben Sokol, Della Hunty.
They kept them to no score in the first quarter, Matt.
Yeah.
It was 5-3 to nothing.
Yeah.
So, domination from the start. But also, inefficiency in kicking. Like, 14 points by Subi throughout the game. Like, it's just showing across the board that kicking is not their strong point at the moment. And I'm sure most of the coaches are, like, working on set shots just to get them in. Like, inefficiency is where it's letting them all down.
Yeah. Well, efficiency is key. You've got to
kick
goals.
Can you say the
games.
Name, Matt? I can't say it, but the East Perth player, I mean, East Freo player.
Yeah. Let me have a look. Stranadika?
Yeah. Well, he had a blinder. Three goals to him. So good work to you.
Used to play for Fremantle, actually. Yeah, he was AFL.
I should know that. I'm a Dockers fan. So
but
it's a bit embarrassing.
No, that's fair.
But no, good on him. He had a great game. So heading into the ladder for this, at the end of that round, we're at Subi's first, second to Claremont, so again, excited for the game this weekend.
Yeah.
South Freo's sitting third, which is a bit of a surprise. I don't think I would have picked that at the start of the season. Then we have Perth and West Perth.
Yeah.
Then just outside the top five is Peel Thunder. Wait. Yep, top five. Peel Thunder, West Coast, East Perth, then East Freo, and Swan District sitting lucky last.
Yeah,
so
Swan Districts have been a bit unlucky. They've had a couple of close games, which just haven't gone
injuries,
their way.
Like Dave Ellard coming back from Carlton a couple of years ago. He's in fine form, then he's been injured. So he's the captain, but he's, at the moment he's not turning up. Unfortunately, his body's a little bit sore. So, yeah, it's good to see heading into this round how the teams are sitting. But I don't think I would have picked the ladder. I knew Subi was going to dominate, but I wouldn't have picked the rest to be sitting where they are, would you?
I think definitely Claremont. I suspected they'd be up and about it.
South Freo?
No, I didn't think they'd be quite there. Perth, there were definitely signs of improvement. End of last year, they just missed out on finals. And West Perth, obviously, they were grand finalists. So, yeah, I guess you could say the order could be a bit different. But,
yeah.
It's interesting how it's all
playing
out.
It's interesting how the latter part of the season will play out.
But you're a bit upset because the bye week's happening now. You reckon it should all be aligned?
Yes, it should be aligned because like.
Hold on. Just hold that. Hold on with that thought, Grady. Let me play the sting.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I just think keep it consistent. If you're going to say that AFL is at, well, like Waffle is at AFL level, keep it consistent. The players need a break. And for the ones stepping up to the AFL league, like from Peel and from the Eagles, why would they want two byes? Like, this is just not okay to break up their season.
I think it could be good in the sense that, obviously, if there's no AFL football, that then brings the spotlight back onto the Waffle. And if they're playing games throughout that bye, you might see crowd numbers increase. I mean,
this
I haven't
true.
Looked at that.
It's true for the attendances. I do. I will give you that, Matt. I definitely will give you that. But I'm all about consistency. And I think if you're going to have one bye across the board.
Across the board.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. That's our Monday Rumble topic. We've got the upcoming fixtures with Vonnie.
Yeah,
Vonnie,
guys.
Hit us up.
Alrighty. So we've got round 14 happening. On Saturday, July 13th, East Freo will go against Swan Districts at New Choice Homes Park. Then we've got East Perth versus Peel Thunder at Leadville Oval. Then finally, Perth versus South Freo at Mineral Resources Park. Then on Sunday, July 14th, we've got Subiaco and Claremont going together, as you guys were talking about earlier, at Leaderville Oval. And then West Perth and West Coast at Mineral Resources Park.
That'll be interesting, that having two games at Mineral Resources Park. I wonder how the crowds are going to go because it's pretty far out.
Mineral Resources Park is in Lathlane.
It's a bit of a trek.
Right, so which is going to be a better game to go to, the Saturday or the Sunday?
Sunday for sure, because it's Eagles' first. Is it their first game at their home ground?
That's a really good question.
I have a feeling. Oh, it's the first in a while.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that'll be a great game
to be
at.
People were going to hedge their bets on which one to go to, your vote is on Sunday.
Mine's Sunday.
Yeah, or if you're not going to one at Mineral Resources Park, Leaderville Oval, that Claremont Subi match
will be
a cracker.
Yeah, I might even go to that one.
Yeah, well, the
maybe
battle
we
of
should
the
all
top.
Go.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. So
sounds like a date.
Get on down, because it's always good to support a little bit of local footy.
Yeah, it's such a good day. Like, remember that day we went out there, and it was just so much fun.
It was eye-opening for me. I don't know a lot about football, and
now you do.
It's really
you
enjoyable.
One on the ground, yeah. So, like, have a crack.
That's it.
I really liked the aspect of just trying to discover anything to do with football or the arrogance of Simon Orchard when he was about, he said that he thought he could play.
He got fined that week. He got fined.
He did, for saying he thought, just because he's
grades,
a professional hockey player, that he could play waffle.
He goes, grades, I can tackle, I can catch like that, I could do that. And that was a massive fine in our weekly fines, because you can't be doing that, mate. Like, I could say I could be the captain of Carlton, winning premiership AFL women's team.
It's like
right now.
Yeah, it's the
tell you
equivalent
what, the
of Colton's
going, maybe you could.
Maybe the men's team too.
Just about. But no, I reckon it's the equivalent of like a fat old person sitting on the sofa yelling at the TV trying to tell them how to play footy better.
Let's keep a PG in here.
Armchair experts. They're a living, lively breed.
It's like backseat drivers.
Yeah.
They're the best.
All right, you're listening to the Monday Waffle, and yeah, it's been a pleasure having it.